As you spend a few minutes to listen, you can start to focus your attention on your breathing without controlling it. Just be aware of your breath. Perhaps focusing on the pace of your breath. And then turning your attention to the depth of your breath. Just thinking about how deep or shallow it is. And the more curious you become about your breath, I wonder if you can be aware of the pause between each breath. The pause between one breath ending and the next one starting. Just thinking about how long or short it is, noticing how it feels as you become aware of that pause. Just being aware of your presence, of your body. Perhaps noticing your left leg. Then turning your attention to your right leg. Being aware of your left arm. And your right arm. Being aware of your sense of presence in this moment. And now being aware of the sense of space in front of you, sense of space in the room in front of you. And imagine that sense of space going on and on. Beyond the room, beyond the neighborhood, all the way out, across the country, across the world, across the universe, and out the other side. This infinite sense of space. Going on and on. And the same to your left. Sensing that space to your left in the room. And it going beyond the room. Across the neighborhood. All the way out across the country. Across the world. Across the universe, and out the other side. This infinite sense of space, and the same to your right. This sense of space going on and on. It's infinite. Sense of space. And above you, this infinite sense of space. And below you, the infinite sense of space going on and on. And behind you, this infinite sense of space going on and on. Then you can imagine, in whichever way you imagine this, this sense of space by being filled by an energy, a loving, divine, creative energy, the universal source of life, the life energy that enables life to hang together. It's loving, it's creative, and it flows through us, into us. Imagine receiving that energy, it flowing into you from every direction, from in front of you, the left, the right, above, below, behind, from every direction, receiving this life force energy through every pore, flowing into you, filling you. That life force of energy being everything you want, everything you want it to be. You can imagine it now being love, receiving that sense of love from every direction. It flows into you and out of you, we're part of it, how we're made of it, how this energy behind life doesn't make anything defective. Doesn't make anything, needs to prove itself. How we're made of it, we're part of it. We're loved and accepted because we're made of it. We are it. Which means we are okay. We're more than okay as we sense that energy flowing through us. And you can send that energy out to whoever you want to send it to. Perhaps thinking about someone you love right now. Pushing that love out to them in front of you. So it flows into you from every direction, flows through you and out in front of you. How you're part of the energy flow, you're made of it. It's your source of well-being. How we're always connected to it because we're made of it. Whatever happens in this physical world, we're made of this energy, we're part of it. It's flowing through us, whether we're aware of it or not. It just is. It just is. It just means we're okay, whatever happens. This is our source of energy. And your sense of okayness is not dependent on anything. It flows through you, into you from this source that's universal, that's constant. That's abundant. And you might be aware of this sense of flow, this energy within you. Perhaps at times it'll surprise you. I'll let you know you are okay. Allow you to sense that feeling of well-being within you, regardless what's going on around you. It gives you that sense of okayness. That allows you to know whatever thoughts or feelings are flowing through your consciousness, you are always connected to this energy. It's your grounding. It's your anchor. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Knowing it's there. It just means you might be surprised how to be more aware of that sense of peace within you that comes from that insight of knowing you're okay. And sometimes this awareness comes afterwards, the end of the day. You can look back and notice how different you've been. Perhaps notice how much calmer you've been. A quieter mind, a clarity of mind. If that busy mind begins to ramp up again, you might be surprised how quickly it moves out of your awareness and you return back to that sense of peace and well-being within you, so much more quicker than you imagine. Because those thoughts that pass through you, like clouds on a breeze, how the thoughts come and they go. How thoughts originate from this play-doh of thought, this potential to think, that creates thoughts of all shapes and sizes. How none are more important than any others. They're all just thoughts, how they come and they go. And you might be aware how your relationship with your thinking is changing, how you can see it like a conveyor belt of thinking, and it can just move on, like clouds on a breeze, knowing there's new thinking behind it, always new possibilities for new thinking, and how you're only one thought away from a new idea, a new insight, a new state of mind, because it's a self-correcting system. Our innate well-being is within us, it's who we are. How we fall into it with so much more ease than you imagine. That's a good thing, isn't it? Knowing you can do that. Knowing you can forget to remember to try and be okay. How that sense of well-being just flows from within you. When you least try. When you drop into it, when your thinking collapses. You drop into that well-being. You drop into insights and new ideas. It just means for now you might be surprised how much more peace you feel at times. How much more clarity in your mind you have to allow you that greater connection to your intuition, your instinct. How you can feel that within you more and more. That lets you know you're okay. That gives you perspective on situations. Gives you clarity. To know what's right for you. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Knowing your unconscious mind can do this. Knowing you can feel more connected to this divine loving energy behind life. Knowing your well-being is within you. How your feelings don't come from anything from this physical state. How your feelings don't know anything about your circumstances. How your feelings don't know anything about the future. Because it hasn't happened. It doesn't exist. How you're only ever feeling your thinking in this moment. How thoughts come and thoughts go. And how you're not your thinking. And the more you become aware of that, the more you become aware of what's creating your human experience. How you're living the experience of your thinking that comes and goes. Just means they just don't matter. It means you can see them for what they are, and they can continue their journey like clouds on a breeze, allowing you fresh ideas to come through, allow you to drop in a state of peace and awareness and clarity with so much more ease than you imagine, because you are okay, just as you are, and whatever happens, you are going to be okay, because your okayness is within you. So all you do now, for your unconscious mind to take your knees from this to help in the most powerful way, is to count from 5 to 1. 5, you start to aware of your breathing, how it's calm and relaxed. 4, you start to aware of the weight of your fingers. On the count of 3, you start to aware of the weight of your eyelids. On the count of 2, you start to aware of how much more relaxed you feel. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, when your unconscious mind takes every knees from this to help you in the most powerful way, you can either open your eyes and return to the room, or stay deeply asleep, whichever it's time for, on the count of 1.